The first two parcels to be cut will be on North Election Creek on Prince of Wales Island and the Cleveland Peninsula north of Ketchikan. They add up to about 3,400 acres of old-growth forest near land Sea Alaska's already logged.
And those are smaller, but they're adjacent to some existing operations, so those will probably be the two areas that would see activity first.
Sea Alaska General Counsel Jaylene Arujo announced the plans at the recent Tongass Advisory Committee meeting in Juneau. The 15-member panel is helping craft the Tongass's transition from old to young growth logging. Almost all of Sea Alaska's 70,000 Tongass acres is timberland, split into 9 sites, most on or near Prince of Wales Island. Older forests make up more than half that acreage. About a third is growing back from previous cuts under Forest Service management.
So I was not of the opinion that that legislation was going to go forward.
Forrest Cole is the Tongass's top official. While the Forest Service agreed to the legislation, its passage altered timber sale plans, including on an island off Prince of Wales' west coast.
So we basically started a fairly large project on Kosciuszko, and now that Sea Alaska's happened, we're going to have to take some of that project out and see if we can pick it up elsewhere on the island.
Cole says the sale should be planned out by midsummer. It's near the community of Edna Bay, which opposed Sea Alaska's takeover of the forest lands. Arujo says the corporation's new Kosciuszko land, plus additional acreage on nearby Tuxican Island, contain the largest stands of its new second-growth timber. Once the legislation takes effect, Sea Alaska will become the state's largest timber company by far. Arujo says it understands its role in the regional economy is changing.
Obviously, we do provide a benefit to our shareholders, but we also benefit a lot of local businesses where we operate, and a number of contractors do depend on us.
Southeast Alaska's timber industry lobbied for the land transfers. Alcan Forest Products' Eric Nichols, a Tongass Advisory Committee member, says Sea Alaska logging will help preserve the region's markets.
It also helps support the infrastructure that's out there in non-logging, float planes, barges, scaling companies. So all these people now have a little bit better degree of certainty, and we will hopefully will quit losing so much of our infrastructure that helps support the forest industry here in Southeast.
Anytime that public lands are taken out of public hands, it's a cause for concern for everybody across the country.
Andrew Tomes is executive director of the Sitka Conservation Society and another advisory committee member. He hopes Sea Alaska will sell timber to regional mills. Now it's sold as logs, mostly overseas.
The old growth resource that we have on the Tongass is limited, and it's a shame when we see it exported overseas in the round without any processing or manufacturing in the region. And once that old growth resource is gone, it's gone.
Sea Alaska cites a study showing its log preparation work provides jobs to about as many people as processing in mills. But Arujo says it will look harder at in-state sales, forest restoration, and other issues that come with taking over 70,000 acres of the Tongass.
Our board wants to better understand mitigation, wants to better understand domestic processing, wants to better understand how we can maybe be our own contractor. I don't know. There's just a lot of things that we're looking at now that this has happened.
Almost 98% of the acreage being transferred is timberland. About 1.5% is for other economic development, including energy production. The remainder includes about 75 cemetery and historic sites. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.